Twitter bot. Do you know what that is? If you're a fan of H from Steps, you may well do. So what H from Steps did is he looked at his Twitter account and just saw lots of bots and phobes. He has attempted to get rid of them, but by doing that, he's unintentionally blocked many of his loyal followers. Twitter bot, you may know. Phobe, not so sure. The person who does is Fevzi Turkalip, who's a technology expert and host of the Gadget Detective podcast and joins me now. Fevzi, hello.
Hello there.
Hello. Twitter bot, would you mind explaining?
Yeah, so a bot is a program that operates an account on Twitter. Usually they're not single bots. Normally there are hundreds or thousands of these, and they're used by individuals and organizations to try and promulgate a view. So it can be a pro-Russian view on Twitter, or it could be vaccine misinformation, that sort of thing. All sorts of reasons why people use them. You may remember that Elon Musk,
yeah.
I said Donald Trump. I had him on the brain just earlier. It's very unfortunate. Elon Musk, when he was negotiating to buy Twitter, said that the existing owners of Twitter had misled him as to how many bots there were on the system, and he was going to eradicate them all. So, because Twitter accounts should be operated by humans, not by computer programs.
And also,
programs.
Didn't he put out a poll, didn't he, about whether he should resign from Twitter?
Oh yes.
And then blamed, didn't he? He said that the bots had got the not. They didn't intentionally get involved, but the programs for them got involved and so skewed the results. So he's kind of been quite anti-bot.
Well, he's anti-bot when it suits him. I mean, the poll was skewed by the fact that the people who participated in the poll were the people who followed him anyway. So the people who didn't like him were less likely to have voted in that particular poll anyway. That's also a bizarre thing to do, isn't it? If there are rules for Twitter, because he's used polls for moderation, should we reinstate the account of X, Y, and Z? Either there are rules that imagine if we had court cases where people got to vote instead of judges judging. That's slightly ridiculous. But in terms of what H has been doing...
Well, I just have one more question before we go over that. What's a phobe?
I think it's a shortened form of, for example, transphobe, homophobe, or people who hate or are scared of or dislike particular other groups.
Right, so bigots.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, okay, so I understand that. So what has H done?
It appears that he's signed up for a service that blocks Twitter users in huge numbers, anything up to 400,000. And the way that works is there are these online web applications where you can just sign up for them. So you sign up using, you give these companies your Twitter credentials, your username and password, and then you go in and you say, okay, whose block list do I want to apply? So there's different lists of people that other people have blocked. So if you, let's say, trust another Twitter user and you have a similar world outlook to that other Twitter user, you can just click on a button and automatically block everyone in one stroke that they have blocked.
Right.
And then if they block anyone else, then you do it. And similarly, your block list can be shared with others as well. So a community of people who are like-minded can share a block list. The problem is that some of these block lists, it's pretty random how one ends up on them. All it takes is for one person to decide that person should be blocked, and then everyone in that chain automatically blocks them. Many of the people, if not most of the people that were blocked from H's account were not even his followers. They were just Twitter users whose names one way or another had ended up on lists. So, for example, if you're talking about transphobes, then the people that they would consider to be, TERFs. I don't know if you know the term.
Yes. So
the people who they would consider TERFs may be on that list. But there's not really a sort of unitary, consistent process for ending up on the list or to challenge being on the list.
So what can H or anyone else who's done this do to kind of get back the followers he didn't want to block?
It's really difficult, because it would take a manual process unless he's willing to undo the whole lot, in which case he just says, right, I will now disengage from that block list, and then everyone that was blocked under the block list would be automatically reinstated. But otherwise, because these block lists, as I say, can be up to 400,000 individuals long. So I don't think he's going to go through and one by one reinstate people and judge it for themselves. And as I say, most of the people weren't following him in the first place.
It sounds like something that a lot of people could be attracted to using, though, this kind of service, because we're learning more and more about bots and seeing kind of the skews of, or should I say, the noise that seems to come out through Twitter, and people are getting quite sick of it.
Yeah, so these are difficult questions, because on the one hand, why should you put up with any sort of abuse or hate speech or anything else? That's at one extreme. On the other hand, if people are getting blocked by individuals and therefore their name being promulgated across Twitter through these services that have just said something that you don't agree with, then what ends up happening is you live in a bubble. The only people that you see on Twitter are people who agree with you, and that's not necessarily a healthy thing. So it's very difficult, isn't it, to do it. I must admit, there's times when I take a break from Twitter because I just find it a little bit depressing. The bile that you see sometimes there. And I have to say that since Elon Musk has taken over, that certainly hasn't improved. Plus, I've seen more bot activity since he took over them before he left, which is before he joined, because that's strange, because one of his big selling points was that he was going to get rid of all the bots, and that hasn't happened yet.
Fevzi, it's been really interesting talking to you. Thank you for explaining all of that. Fevzi Turkalip, who's a technology expert and host of the Gadget Detective podcast. Thank you.